Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Wednesday, 7th of February, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open flat as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a flat start for the broader index with a gain of 8 points. The Nifty futures were trading around 22,120 level today. In the previous session, Sensex jumped 455 points to 72,186, while Nifty rose 158 points to 21,929. Analysts expect the market to continue its positive momentum with sectoral rotations. The key event this week is RBI's monetary policy, which will provide direction to the markets. Though RBI is expected to maintain status quo, commentary would be eagerly eyed with regards to hint on interest rate cuts. Nifty technical setup shows that the daily and hourly momentum indicator has a positive crossover, which is a buy signal. Both price and momentum indicator are suggesting towards continuation of the positive momentum. However, considering the recent sharp reversals from the upper boundary of 22,000, one needs to be cautious on the long side, said analysts. Stock-specific action and sector rotation is likely to continue during this period of consolidation. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is likely to take immediate support at 21,791, while on the higher side it may see immediate resistance at 21,949. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1. Lupin. The pharma company has received approval from the United States Food and Drug Administration, the US FDA, for its abbreviated new drug application for Bromfenac ophthalmic solution to market a generic equivalent of Bromsite ophthalmic solution of Sun Pharma Industries in the United States. Number 2. Biocon. The biopharma firm has received tentative approval for its ANDA for dasatinib tablets from the US FDA. This product is indicated for use in the treatment of Philadelphia chromosome positive chronic myeloid leukemia in adults. Number 3. Kotak Mahindra Bank. The Competition Commission of India, also known as the CCI, has approved acquisition of 71% stake in Kotak Mahindra General Insurance Company by Zurich Insurance Company. Number 4. Britannia Industries. The biscuit maker recorded consolidated profit of Rs. 555 crore for the quarter ended December 2023, falling sharply by 40% compared to the year-ago quarter due to high base. Its revenue from operations grew 1.4% on year to 4,256 crore rupees. Number 5. Nykaa. FSN E-commerce Ventures, the Nykaa brand operator, recorded a 106% on-year growth in its net profit at 17.5 crore rupees for the quarter ended December FY24. Its revenue jumped 22% on-year to 1,788 crore rupees, and gross merchandise value also grew 29% over a year-ago period. Meanwhile, NSE has added Ashok Leyland to the F&O ban list for February 7, while retaining Hindustan Copper, India Cements, Indus Towers, National Aluminium Company, UPL and Z Entertainment Enterprises in the list. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. In the US, all three major indices gained ground overnight as investors scrutinized a mixed bag of earnings from the big US companies and digested comments from the US Federal Reserve policymakers for clues about its first planned interest rate cut. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.37%, S&P 500 climbed 0.23%, and the Nasdaq Composite Index gained marginally. Meanwhile, except Japan, all Asia-Pacific markets were mostly trading higher today, tracking Wall Street gains, as investors assess the corporate earnings from the US and Asian firms. South Korea's KOSPI gained nearly 1%, while the KOSDAQ gained 1%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index is set to exchange gains with futures trading higher. In contrast, Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped below the 36,000 mark, falling about 0.5%. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from VK Vijayakumar, the Chief Investment Strategist at GOG Financial Services, about the key triggers for markets after the interim budget, which was presented by the Finance Minister last week.
The market has entered a stage of high volatility, and this volatility is likely to continue in the near term. There are two factors that will be influencing the market trend now. One positive and the other negative. The positive factor is that the Indian economy is doing well and corporate earnings are good. Also, DII and individual buying are strong. This will support the market. There will be buying on dips. But there is the negative factor also. Valuations are high and FIIs are likely to turn sellers on rallies. The geopolitical situation in the Middle East is precarious, and if the situation turns worse, it can impact the market. So what should investors do now? It is important to understand that we are in a bull market. The Nifty has tripled from the COVID low of 7511 in April 2020. A bull market has the potential to climb all walls of worries. So it makes sense to remain invested in this bull market and continue with systematic investment. It is important to understand that valuations in the mid and small cap segments are high, excessive. Some profit booking in these segments is advisable, and the money can be moved into fixed income where returns are very attractive. There is safety in high quality large caps.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.